96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. How is your thyroid gland? How do you know if you have a thyroid problem or even thyroid disease? It is such a critical part of overall health, but a mystery to so many. Well, January is Thyroid Disease Awareness Month, and joining me to talk about it and answer your questions is Dr. Gail Nunley Bland, Chief of Endocrinology and Director of the Diabetes Treatment Center at Howard University. Lines are open. Give us a call if you have a question about thyroid disease or thyroid gland questions. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can certainly comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow us on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Dr. Bland, good to see you again. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good. Let's do a little thyroid 101. What is the thyroid gland? Are there more than one? What is it?
Well, the thyroid gland is a gland that is in the middle of your neck, and it's a pear, actually. It's shaped like a butterfly, and it controls all of our body functions, and that's what makes it so difficult to detect if you have a thyroid problem. The thyroid gland produces a hormone, which is thyroid hormone, that can affect your hair, your skin, the way you move your bowels, your energy level, your weight, bones, every part of your body.
It seems like it, based on your description, it moderates a lot, if not everything, in the body.
And that's correct. And you can have overproduction of your thyroid hormone. You can have underproduction of your thyroid hormone. And if your thyroid gland is not functioning well, which is underproduction, it can cause your hair to be dry. You may start shedding hair. It may cause your skin to be dry. You may feel cold when everyone else feels okay. And fatigue, I mean, that's such a common complaint, but that may be a symptom of an underactive thyroid. It can affect the woman's menstrual cycle, where it becomes heavy or she may not have a menstrual cycle at all. And even in children, it can affect their growth. If a child is not growing well, that may indicate an underlying thyroid condition.
You just said something that struck me. I know in pop culture, we often hear about people who have overactive physical conditions. They're very, very tall, or they're very heavy, or the like. Is that from overactive or overproducing thyroids?
Well, for the overproduction, the thyroid gland can cause you to be very hot and sweaty. You can be very tired as well, actually weak. Your heart may race very fast. You may have frequent bowel movements. You may be very irritable. These are signs when your thyroid gland is overactive. And it's something that sometimes it's very difficult to diagnose because the symptoms are so subtle and they're just the general symptoms that many times people complain about.
Mm-hmm. Let me go to the phone lines. A lot of folks on the lines want to talk to you, get some questions answered. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about your thyroid gland tonight. Let's get in as many calls as we can and hopefully we'll be able to help some folks tonight. Jenna, calling from Upper Marlboro. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi. I've just had a diagnosis from my primary doctor that he thinks that I have an overactive thyroid, and he put forth some symptoms which I did not identify with at all. But my question is there something, and I think you alluded to it earlier when we were speaking, is there something that we can do individually just to pay attention to certain things? I noticed you talked about the always being hot and the sweat and so forth, and I do have that, so that's one thing. But I'm also premenopause. And so those things have been, I guess, identified with that segment as a part to the thyroid. So I mean, foods, diets. Is there anything that you can share with what we can do?
Okay, so you have been diagnosed with an overactive thyroid, hyperthyroidism. Is that correct?
Well, he termed it as Graves' disease.
Okay, Graves' disease. Okay.
Now, what is Graves' disease?
Yes, Graves' disease is a form of an overactive thyroid, and it is caused by your immune system that is stimulating your thyroid gland to produce excess amount of thyroid hormone. And you have the symptoms of an overactive thyroid, you know, feeling hot, maybe losing weight, heart maybe beating fast, hair is shedding and thin, tired, weak. And, you know, those are all signs of an overactive thyroid. But it is due to your immune system actually stimulating your thyroid gland to produce thyroid hormone.
How do you address that? How do you treat that?
Okay. Well, the first thing is making the correct diagnosis, and that's with a blood test. And you will find that your thyroid hormone is elevated. And then there is another hormone that comes from your brain, which is the TSH. And our bodies are tightly regulated that when the thyroid gland produces too much of the thyroid hormone, it sends a message back to the brain to suppress that TSH, which comes from the brain, which actually is supposed to stimulate the thyroid. So that's how we make that diagnosis. We will see that in an elevated thyroid hormone, a very low TSH that comes from the brain, and we may draw blood antibody studies to determine, is it due to your immune system causing it?
So, but I mean, are there pills that you take? I mean, how are these things treated?
Yeah, there are basically three ways that we treat hyperthyroidism, Graves' disease. You can take medication, pills, and you can take that. And sometimes patients can go into remission, which means that after about a year and a half of taking the medication, the thyroid gland sort of calms down and you no longer need the medication anymore, but you would still need lifelong monitoring because it may come back. The other method of treatment is radioactive iodine, and the thyroid gland is the only gland that concentrates iodine. So you swallow a pill, it's radioactive, and it's like a chemical surgery. It actually destroys the thyroid gland. The downside of that is it generally will make you hypo or underactive, and you will need to take thyroid hormone, you know, replacement because now you're underactive.
Mm-hmm.
And the third treatment is surgery. Where you can have surgical removal of the thyroid gland. We're actually doing less of that now because of the radioactive iodine. It's like a chemical surgery, and you don't have to worry about the anesthesia. You don't have to worry about the risk of any kind of surgical damage to vocal cords and other glands in your neck.
Okay. Jenna, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Donna, calling from Southeast D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. She kind of answered most of my questions just now. I was also diagnosed with hyperactive thyroid, and I just found out that that's overproductive. And a question about the radioactive iodine treatment. I had that last year done, and my thyroid got a little better, and I'm now on medication. I take methimazole.
Yeah, methimazole.
And my question is, okay, I was starting out with three pills. Now they're looking a little better. Now it's down to 1.5 a day. My question is, I just heard you say that sometimes they can just, like, go into remission, and you won't need the medication again, but you always have to watch them, and they may come back.
Donna, what's your question, please?
My question is, will a medicine cause damage, like, if you take it for maybe years? What type of side effects? I've asked the doctor, and I'm not getting any.
Well, let's see if Dr. Bland can answer that. Please, Dr. Bland.
Okay. Well, the medication, the methimazole that you are taking, is the medication that we treat overactive thyroid hormones. There are some side effects with the methimazole, which we always tell our patients that anytime you get a sore throat or a fever, you need to stop the medicine, come in, get your blood tested, because it could be a serious side effect that your white count, which is the infection-fighting cells, are dropping too low. It sounds as though that the radioactive iodine may be working because they're able to decrease your methimazole. You're not taking as much, and you will need to have continued monitoring of your thyroid hormone because you may not need it after a while. So I would, you know, discuss it with the doctor. Make sure that you get your thyroid hormone levels checked, and then the dose can be decreased, and eventually you may be able to come off of the methimazole.
Okay. I need to take a break, but before we do, I want to remind our listeners that we are taking as many phone calls as we can this evening to address any questions you have about thyroid, thyroid disease, treatment, how you're feeling. So please give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. After the break, we're going to talk to Jerry, Dawn, and Kathy. Please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the phone call. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.